Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Chulin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Alef, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'schos Chafan Yosef Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. And in this Perek, for the most part, we're going to be discussing Basar B'Chalav, meat and milk. Now we know that this Isser comes from when the Pasuk says Loi Sevash Al Gadi B'Chalev Imai, don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. And it says this three times. And so we learn from there that there's three Surim: no cooking meat and milk, no benefiting from meat and milk, and no eating meat and milk that was cooked together. And here we're going to be discussing all the different details. So the Mishnah tells us Kol Basar Asur Lavash B'Chalav. All types of meat are asur to cook with milk, chutz min b'sar dagim v'chagavim, except for meat, meaning the flesh of fish or chagavim, which is grasshoppers. That's because they're not considered meat. And also, v'asur l'aloisei magvina l'shulchan is asur to even bring meat up on the same table as cheese, chutz min b'sar dagim v'chagavim, except for the flesh or the meat of fish and grasshoppers. That's because it's not considered meat. The reason why you're not allowed to have meat and cheese on the same table is because we're afraid that one's going to eat them together. Hanoyder min abasar. If a person makes a neder, I am not benefiting from meat at all. Mutar b'sar dagim chagavim, he's allowed to have meat of dagim and chagavim because it's not considered meat. Now, what about fowl, birds, such as chicken? Is that included in meat? So here we have machlokes. Ha'oif oili magvina al shulchan ve'einoi nechal, divrei Beishamai. Beishamai says that oif, bird, fowl, is allowed to be brought on the same table as cheese. It's just not to be eaten together. Whereas Beishil, and Beishil says, loi oile ve'loi nechal, no bringing it up and obviously no eating it together. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, zumi kula Beishamai mechorim Beishil. This is one of the kulas, the leniencies of Beishamai and the chomers of Beishil. We usually see it or the opposite way. Beishamai is usually the one who's machmir and Beis Hillel is mekel, and here's one of the situations that it's not like that. It says the Mishnah Be'ezah Shulchan Amru, which table are we talking about? Beshulchan Sha'ichal Alav, that's the table that people are eating at. That's what we would call the dining room table or the kitchen table. When you're sitting for a meal, no bringing these two things up on the same table. Aval Beshulchan Shasoydr Alav is a Tavshil, but the table that the dishes are just being arranged on, that might be a small table of sorts on wheels that's wheeled around. It might be some other table that's just used for organizing the food. So nice as episode 7, this could be placed next to that, and we don't have to suspect that a person is going to eat from them, because that's not where we eat from anyway. We eat from the eating table, not from the arranging table. And moving on to Mishnah Beis. Sar Adam Basar Gvinim Mitpachas Achas. A person could wrap up meat and cheese in the same mitpachas, in the same kerchief, as long as they don't touch each other. If they do end up touching each other, so he has to wash off the spot that was touching, but simply wrapping them up in the same kerchief is not a problem. We're not to be afraid he's going to eat them together. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel, where he says, two guests could eat at the same table, this one meat and this one cheese, and there's nothing to worry about, because the keyword over here is guests. They don't know each other. They're both staying at the same random hotel or motel. They have their own food. They just need to find a place to sit, so they happen to be at the same table. They're not going to be sharing food with each other. They're not going to be taking from each other, and so there's no problem. We're not afraid that there's going to be some Basar B'Chalav problems going on here. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss Basar B'Chalav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.